bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Music Mafia.
Just got off the flight from Budapest. Don't need calendar to say you the best. You the type of nigga shopping Uniqlo. Just found out my father-in-law unisex. Running out of money, running into debt. Running from bill collectors, I ain't paid them yet. Shit you deal with no matter how rich you get. And even more, depending on the bitch you get. Word for my
Music
niggas
Mafia.
Getting married. Seriously, seriously.
Seriously.
I'm gonna change my stance on this closed door policy, don't worry. I apparently fucked up because none of you guys are still drinking at the bar with Bill. So, yeah, no, go ahead, come on out. Come on. All right, don't all of you come out. But like, some of you can go out, the rest of you need to stay. But not forever, just, you know, until the show's over. I'm sorry, that was super weird. We're going to keep that door open, guys. Do remember that we do not have a server, so if you need to get drinks, that door is now open, and we've got a sweet little door in the back right there that does not let the performers see you walking out and devastate their self-esteem. So that's pretty fucking sweet. I'm really excited to see your next comic. He's got a lovely wife who is expecting soon, so please give it up for the very funny Ian Ellis.
Yeah, man. Thank you for walking the audience. You got to pee. Have a hobby you'd like to pursue. You can go ahead and leave now. Jake, how old are you?
26.
I hate Star Wars. One of the actors in the original movie was born in 1901. That's what you're into as a 26-year-old? Hate vaginas? Let it go. Guardians of the Galaxy is great. Be into that shit instead. Is Peter Griffin in the back of the room? Lois is hot. Good job. Weird fucking week. You ever smoke some weed that's like so bad you think about turning your drug dealer into the police? I called him up. I was like, are you home? He's like, yeah. I was like, hey, I gotta come over real quick. Like, what's up? You just got some. You need more? I was like, no. No, thank you. Showed up with three other stoners. We had an intervention. You want to sell this to high schoolers, that's fine, but you're not bringing this shit into my community. We do push-ups around here. It's a respectable neighborhood. Fucking up our whole shit. Bastard. He made it up to me. Now the trees are pretty. She said, oh. Hallmark movie about falling in love with trees. It's called Captain Planet. Versus the Paris Accord. You can save them, Captain Planet. Terrible people. I don't know how to do Trump. I'm a fucking mess, man. Sorry. I divulge. Weird fucking week, man. My buddy, he's a grown up. His wife got taken down by a child. A terrible child came and took her and stole her cell phone. Ran off with it. Bastard. She had a toddler with her. Couldn't just go chasing after this kid. He had rollerblades. This is a goddamn delinquent. Went home, she put the baby to bed. And then she rode around the neighborhood looking for him. She's playing his 187 on a motherfucker. Rolled up on a bunch of kids just hanging out. Rolled down the window real slow. Y'all seen that bad kid on rollerblades? They were like, you mean Kevin? He had a phone with your face on it. I wish they would have resisted. I'd beat the fuck out of some goddamn bad kids. Body shots. Where is Kevin? It's like Liam Neeson, if you touch my cell phone. I don't care how goddamn old you are. They knew where Kevin was. Bad kid lived down the street. The broke down car in front. Can't miss it. Kids are snitches. You're not supposed to tell on your friends, fucking dumb 8-year-olds. She went and she found the house. And she called the police. Turns out, you can't send an 8-year-old to jail. So she was like, well, they said you could sue the family. It's $500 to do a lawsuit, but it was like a $200 repair. Fucking out of luck. That's what I thought. And then my friend's wife was like, no, no, I'm scheming. I don't care how old this child is. December comes around, we're doing a home invasion. So what we're going to do, we're going to frame Santa Claus. I'm not stealing anything. What the fuck am I going to do with 8-year-old's toys? Except laugh at him. Ha-ha! I'll break him up and leave him to have a disappointing Christmas. That bitch is evil. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you tonight. Ian Ellis, everybody. Beating up kids. Supporting 8-year-olds going to jail.
When I came up, had to show my ass, y'all.
Music Mafia.
Close tight, close tight, hold 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 tight. And I just figured out the whole time, I was acting like I'm white.
Music Mafia.
When I came up, had to show my ass, yeah, that's a black side. I was trapping at the bando, nosy ass neighbors uptight. When I come around, niggas don't act right. I'm yelling out, please don't come with that fake shit, screaming it all night. What the fuck did you say? What the fuck did you say? I'm on my race shit. I'm on my race shit. Get the fuck out my face. Get out of my way. Fuck did you say? I'm on my race shit. I fell in love with all races. When you at me for something, I tell them.
Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
When you at me for something, I tell them.
Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
When you at me for something, I tell them.
Hold tight. See that melody right there?
When you at me for something, I tell them.
Music Mafia.
I be acting like I'm white.
What?
Fucking white bitches, looking white. Turn the song on the thong like weed on TV. Talk shit, bump stuff on the bump. I do that shit all night. I be sniffing Miley Cyrus with Miley Cyrus in the bathroom. One thumb buck that thumb, acting like I'm white.
Music Mafia.
You stay 3 X's up and you ain't ever came to see me in my own room. You the only good enough for the mountain. Only good is the people you got around you. That's the thought association to mount you. I got it more with them and I never doubt you. Forgive me if I ever doubt it. 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 Give me if I ever doubted you.
Give me if I ever doubted you.
Give me if I ever doubted you.
Cause I'm acting like I'm white. Don't make me show my ass, that's the black side. Yeah, I'm acting like I'm white. Don't make me show my ass, that's the black side. Cause I'm acting like I'm white. Don't make me show my ass, that's the black side. Yeah, I'm acting like I'm white.
Don't make me show my ass. Music that's the black side.
I'm chillin', pouring up until the game feel my
ankle. Music Mafia.
Play my nigga easy with a banger. I was sharing all my thoughts with a stranger. Rouse of this bitch like Kirk, no angle. Ivies of them diamond dripping on me like a sanker. Act inside a pineapple mango.
Music Mafia.
She been out of pushing with no angle. Well, I'm out of your asshole, I'm a Lego.
Nigga,
I just want a real house, people had them bleeding. Nah, I ain't green. Sharon is caring, baby, I be just feeding. Coca-Cola shake. I don't want fuck it, baby, I just want see it. Look, nigga, late. I been undid it, but you just didn't see it.
Wait,
look, nigga, I can't afford it. I just was broke with no shorty. I just found out it's important to take all them feathers and put on some forges. I got 6 rings, I'm just lording. I used to be broken, so bored. I came out that swamp, can't ignore it. Now all my pockets in no Norbit.
They make it, we grinding up from the top. I was on the block, no guap, running from cops. They talk about me, they wanted to see the album flop. And we would never stop, the game of Bushimi lock. I do wrong and do right, forgive me for not living right. Sipping on bud, like giving you a bus on Mac and White. Matching no A, cause my boyfriends I only invite. Even when I'm wrong, you feel like a nigga right.
Music Mafia.
Dr. King sacrificed his life
King.
Because they didn't treat us right.
No.
Don't call a young nigga racist,
no.
But call my best friend why?
Why?
Yeah, my best friend why? Why?
Oh. All set. I was acting like I'm white.
White.
Diamond shining off the lights. Pain came with the limelight.
Pain.
Feds put me on the spotlight.
Feds.
Mama told me that these bitches ain't never gonna count. These bitches don't count. Cut you off, don't wanna talk, I'ma see you around.
I see you around.
This is the way that we kick it.
We kick it.
$200 in my kitchen.
200 racks.
Bad bitches in the facility.
Bad bitch.
I put my hoe in the mission.
Hey.
Y'all nigga better hold tight.
Hold tight.
I gave 200 to Juto, don't make it right.
Make it
they
right.
They mad, we blew it like dynamite.
Man.
I can see everything like a satellite. I can see.
All right, we got a nice special surprise from you, one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's back in town from L.A., so please give a nice Aurora welcome to Leroy Hitz, everybody!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, guys, let me let you in on a secret. I'm high as fuck right now. Like, you guys just don't even know. I feel like I'm floating or some shit. Reason why people like me, because I sell weed. Yeah? Ian came to my house today trying to return some shit. I was like, who the fuck are these three people? I tried to pawn it off to them. They were like, no, we heard about you. We read your Yelp reviews. I was like, thanks a lot, Ian. I smoked that shit, though. And I'm high. It feels good, guys. It feels good. What's going on, guys? Just pointing out people, just trying to talk to them. You know how it is when you're high. I don't care how old you get stoned. You get that little glassy eye and shit. That's how people know you're high. They're like, so like, are you high? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, right now I'm so high, I smell it on my fingertips. I'm super high.
Right in here, he's
too good. Kush.
Besides Ian coming to my house today, I realized, like, in Chicago, the only thing that comes on time is summer. Think about it, June 1st, it's hot as fuck outside. We don't really have a spring if you think about it. Just winter, then summer. And summer's here, I'm so excited. I'm seeing a lot of side boob. I'm a perv. I like that.
I like the side boob. I don't know anybody else. Anybody likes the side boob?
Well, clap it up. Look at all these perverts. I was looking for one girl to clap it up. I was just, my glassy eye was like, ooh. No girls like the side boob? Really? Really?
I would show it side boob.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It's kind of hard. You look like a little boy up top, but then I couldn't. She was on stage. I was like, who is that side boob? Oh my God, it looks like a boy. I'm done. Bill, let me get two of those. It's going to be a long night. Hey, man. I love you, girl.
Make sure you see the homie Bill. Like, he's really bored out there. So if you guys want to drink, if you guys want to smoke, like, I got some smoke in my pocket.
Don't buy it.
We're going to do it. Just turn on your little lights. I'll come around with my little vape pen. There's no waitress, so I'm gonna be the weed waitress. Yeah, take a puff here. Start off with this table. My man in the yellow, I'm coming to you first. He's gonna be like, I got it. I'm like, I love your boat shoes, and you jump very high. And other news, I got a haircut. Changed it up, appreciate it. The secret behind it is my beautician, he's in jail. I went to jail over the weekend, guys. That's where I got this, my shirt and my hairdo. Tyrone, he's really good on the porcelain toilet, I'm just telling you. He's like, what do you want this week? I was like, this week, I haven't seen you in, you're right, it has been a week. It's a weekly basis with me, but it's okay, I'm cool. You guys like Mark or no?
Yeah.
I was looking for girls. I know girls woos and I know guys claps. Fucking fags, don't clap for me. Homosexuals. I see you, baby. Alright, toss out something. We'll just do a freestyle. Toss out anything. I'm gonna try to tell a joke about it.
Carter White Sox,
Robin Williams.
Something else, Robin Williams, I like him. Something else, something interesting. Go ahead, my man. Everybody quiet. My man. I'm coming to you. Don't worry. As soon as I turn it on, toss out anything.
Male pattern baldness.
Sir. Sounds like a white guy. That's not a black question. Or a Hispanic question. Man, what's anything? Anything.
He's not ready by the ounce. Jalapeno on a stick.
All right. Two of those. I do sell Reggie's by the ounce, just let me know.
Thank you.
No problem, sounds like a white guy, sounds like a cop. Jalapeno poppers, I love them, bro. Is that what you said, jalapeno poppers?
I said, Jose jalapeno on a stick.
Oh, I love jalapeno, I don't even know what that is, but I like jalapeno poppers. That's my time, y'all been great. Turn on the lights, you wanna smoke? I'm not joking, I'm bringing it around, it works. All right, I'm pretty sure I have to say, just so that we don't get in trouble here, that vape pen is tobacco product.
He said it's not.
Leroy will be traveling around with delicious tobacco-like products. I'm gonna bring up this next comic so I can go holler at your boy.
On me like a fragile on London town, bitch packed up.
Bitch, I just pin up, turn it, switch hands in that bitch. Get it, kiss, turn it, kiss hands in that bitch. I just pin up, turn it, switch hands in that bitch. Man, you got the hate. Man, you got the hate. I just pin up, turn it, switch hands in that bitch. Get it, kiss, turn it, kiss hands in that bitch. I just pin up, turn it, switch hands in that bitch. Man, you got the hate. Man, I'm motivated. Man, I'm underrated. Overstated. Rapping overrated. Chopping out related. Doctors got the faded. Number nominated. Yo, shit, I dated. My shit upgraded. Yo, shit, I dated. My shit upgraded. I just pin up, turn it, switch hands in that bitch. Get it,
We're riding out Comedy Shrine. Welcome to Chicago Open Mic with Ian Ellis and special guests.
Yo, Leroy Hits in the building, baby. Ladies, what's going on?
You can hear us hanging out on the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast.
All day, every day.
Brooka, brooka.
Don't forget about Base Camp coming up.
So, you know, I like to drop words of wisdom in my podcast.
All the time. That's what makes it one of the best.
I'm trying to enrich people's lives.
For real. Spiritually. Mentally.
And today I thought we should do like a word of the day.
Word of the day. I like it. What would it be?
It just spoke to me this morning. It was like a word from God.
Hallelujah.
It breathed in my ears in loyalty.
Loyalty. Just whisper how like loyalty.
So Ian Ellis, loyalty.
Like that. Loyalty.
You know what you do is you gotta listen to the calling.
I like that. You do.
So what does loyalty mean to you?
Me?
Yeah, Mr. Leroy Hicks.
I think loyalty, it means a lot. Loyalty is somebody you can confide into and you can trust.
Friend. Family member.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. People that you can just count on. Not just to be there for physically or, you know, if there's a fight. No, just people you can just count on, man. Family.
I mean, there's stuff that, like, that you don't do, though.
Oh, there's a lot of things you don't do, man.
Like, you don't go in somebody's fridge.
Yeah, man, you can't go in somebody's fridge, man. That's how you get fucked up, man.
Can't be in there eating all their food.
Especially if you didn't buy the shit.
Putting fingerprints on stuff.
What the... Who the fuck are you?
You don't pay this rent.
You don't do anything.
That's not your mortgage.
Bro, it doesn't belong to you.
Like, you didn't raise these kids?
Like, oh, man, these little ignorant kids, man. You just want to take off the belt and just whoop them. Like, old school whoop them with a goddamn belt.
You wonder who raised them.
Honestly, it's the sad part about it. Who did? Because their parents would be mad as fuck.
And there's some people, they worse than that.
They are?
They won't even touch anything. They're all up in your business.
Like, why?
Like, someone pick up your phone and look through it.
Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Someone look at your mail. Open that shit up.
Open the mail, not the open the mail.
Christmas cards from your nana. And some random bitch is reading that shit.
Come on, why?
You trying to have a heart-to-heart emotions.
Bro, it's not even your shit. Why are you even opening it? That's where we have a problem, man. That's,
you know what I hate when people is like, you're looking for something and they're like, oh, I borrowed that. You're like, I don't remember you.
I don't remember you asking me.
Hey,
bro, I have a photographic memory. I remember the date and the time, and I'm like,
I remember that from history class. It was like, looking back, you could recall everything.
It's called a memory.
People don't have a lot of those these days, but it seems like,
keep on smoking that shit.
Centuries.
Man.
But we don't always have to go that deep.
No, because you know what? They lack common sense.
It's just, people today, so disrespectful.
You know what? I feel like it's a younger generation, but it's still a cast of motherfuckers that fall in the same suit.
It feels like entitlement. Or it's like, why would you think something belongs to you?
I don't know if it's entitlement. I think sometimes, like, everybody's situation is different. Like, I would say, you feel like you're better than somebody. So this is one way you're going to get back at them, and you're just going to be disrespectful and foul.
You know what I hate is, like, when you're going through some shit, like, going through some real shit, and then some fuckboy comes along, and you're like, why are you testing me? Why are you testing me right now? I'm trying my best just to go through, and you're trying to test my patience. Hey,
preach, preach.
Right now,
Ian.
I'll Dave Sinker the fuck out of you, bitch boy. I'll beat the shit out of you. Over spilled soup.
Oh, come on, bro. You know what it is? I don't know. Like, with me, it's like I have no more whole cards. I don't got, you know, you can't try me. I'm a grown ass man. Like, I have one or two options. I can react or act. And I'm about to react. You know what I'm saying? Just my theory on the shit. I don't play that. Don't touch nobody's shit.
I mean, this is a strong family. And
you never was family, bro. Family don't do that shit to family. I never considered you as family. I'm keeping it 100. Like, in my opinion, I don't never consider people as family. Like, bro, you got to put some time in. You got to show yourself. And that's through consistency and through your actions, your intentions and actions. If that shit don't line up with me, no. I know how to work with people to get shit done.
That's what I always tell them is, it's not about words, it's about actions.
Actions. And your attention.
Anybody can talk soft. Anybody can sound nice.
Oh, man, you know how many internet thugs we got out there? I'll beat your ass, boy.
It's when Leroy's at my wedding giving speeches. Amen. All right, when he's at the nursing home playing cards with my grandma,
man. Come on.
Those accents.
Hannah, what's up, girl?
That means loyalty.
Exactly.
That means love.
Small things, bro.
That's my family.
Man, it runs deep over here.
But then there's other people that talk nice.
No, there's not even other people that talk nice. They try to sell you a good game. But you can see through the bullshit, and you got to keep them away like the Heisman Trophy. Like, you got to give them that much room, but then sometimes they feel like, yo, they notice that you're not giving them that much room, and they want to come closer because your aura is so goddamn bright. But, hey.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's too sloppy.
Sloppy is a key word.
You got to get yourself together.
You just have to be responsible. Like, you got to take care of your own shit.
Who are you?
Exactly. Who the fuck are you?
That's how you want to be treated?
And the most answer is no. Like, I think there's a philosophy as a kid, Ian. I think everybody's taught this shit. Like, do not bother things that don't belong to you. And ask before taking anything. You can't go in somebody's fridge. You can't go take their hat because you like the hat. Not asking them. Don't do shit like that.
I hate it when grown people act like kids.
I do too.
I'm like, go apologize to your mother. I know she raised you better.
Come on now.
How old are you and you're having a tantrum?
Man, that's ridiculous.
You can't control your feelings?
Oh my God.
You're not that in charge of yourself?
Oh my, it's the feelings, bro. Like, the kids nowadays, it's all about their feelings. Like, I'm feeling this way. Man, nobody
It's always your feelings, but you don't give a fuck about nobody else's feelings.
Nobody else's. But, like that, God don't like ugly. Karma come back around.
And landlords don't like people that don't pay rent.
Hey man, police people hate motherfuckers that break the law. I don't know.
I heard breaking and entering.
Yeah, man, trespassing.
It feels like you can get a restraining order over some shit like that. That's what it feels like.
You probably can. Never thought about that, but you
know, we can probably Google it. You know,
it's probably a quick Google. But I'm an old fashioned type of guy.
You know, Chicago to LA is not that far.
You're stupid.
You know that shit's only like 5 hours.
That is true.
3 hours on the expressway.
Yeah.
Well, remember when I picked you up from Midway?
And that's true. No, it's about 6.
I remember how to drop you off.
About 6 or 8.
I think I remember the roads.
It's very simple, bro.
That's how quick you've been back.
Man,
I still remember how to get there.
Come on.
So I could drop you off in about 3 hours or so.
Hey, man, be right there.
You can motherfucking be there. Back in the cut.
And chilling with the fam. And probably
picking up your stuff.
And that's the most important thing.
Making sure it's exactly where you left it.
I probably got it.
I know that your family back there, that they took care of you. They treated it like a shrine. They made sure you were okay.
Because it's my sanctuary. That's my peace. And when you disturb my peace, bad things happen. You can't go around here committing murders. You think God gonna reward you?
Nobody would be that disrespectful.
And you'll be surprised, bro. You never know people in this world.
I mean, it's not just that you are real.
Yeah.
It's not just that you're real.
I think
you don't talk about it, you be about it.
Man, I'm A, E.
The only thing you about is agape love.
And man, you already know, bro.
Love and blessings.
It's all about one love, man. One love. But
you're not soft. You're not a cupcake.
Hey, dog, never was and never will be.
I ain't a killer, but don't put me, but don't test me.
The only person I'm scared of is Jesus. Like, tell you the truth, that's the only person I'm scared of in this world is Jesus. Because he can take my life away at any given moment.
So we just want to close out today with our word of the day.
Some of my words of the day is like, hey, don't try the beast. Since you already woke up the beast, now you about to see what the beast is about to do.
Don't wake up the dragon.
He's asleep. He up now.
You see how sharp those teeth are.
That's what I'm saying. Nigga, it's about to be shark week.
He's 10
blood
times
in the water.
This fire coming out of his nose. And you're just like, what's he up to?
Man, you don't even want to find out. Why would you want to find out?
I'm immortal. And I'm like, don't talk to me before I have my coffee and my cigarette.
I don't even drink coffee.
And a dragon?
Bro,
you're going to poke that with a stick.
Man, come on. You're not even poking. You're throwing rocks. And you're pissing on his tail while he's sleeping. Like, you're doing
that dragon
super.
Probably going through some shit where
he
really don't want to be bothered right now.
Man, you know it. And it's like, okay, when somebody try to
dragons
wake it up,
don't sleep.
Man.
They rest.
That's time that they thinking about a plan. And the plan, they're going to execute the plan very down to the T.
But loyalty basically is like
somebody getting rocked with knuckles, bro.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Fucked up.
And when you find your family, love them forever.
I don't know.
Shout out to KB, Kimberly Marion. KB, that's my family. I love you. Kicking at the Comedy Store tonight, doing a big time.
Man, Corey, what up?
Shout out to my man, Mr. Leroy Hicks.
Yo, man.
Why so funny?
YSF all day, man.
Shout out to Corey.
Yeah, Corey, we see you, dog.
Shout out to the Eskimo Brothers.
Oh, man. Eskimo Brothers.
We got Toys. Just Toys.
What's up, big homie? Y'all see me this week, man.
We got Primetime Grime, Mr. Nino Punchlines.
Oh, Nino. What's up, bro?
We got the Baby Mama Bandit, Mr. Grade A Plus.
He be sliding in and sliding now.
He stay leaving it in.
Hey, for real.
Don't make him cuff your chick. And we got Looking for the Tracks, Mr. Mike Jacks.
And where you at, Mike Jacks? What else?
And one more, the Cobra Commander in Chief. The Cobra Commander in Chief.
Say it one more time.
Mr. Ian motherfucking Ellis.
Ian Ellis in the building.
So, Eskimo Brothers Squadcast Podcast. Go check it out. SoundCloud, iTunes, Laughable. We on Laughable.
Yep.
Like, rate, review. Go check out my album. I hope they buy this. Call at us on Twitter, at Chicago Open Mic.
And can I just add, like, can y'all send y'all endpoint? Like, just send me your theories on loyalty. Tell me, like, what's your opinions on loyalty? I like to hear from y'all, man.
I like to call that subject. Subject for the email.
Yeah.
I wish a motherfucker would.
You know what? That's a good one.
Everybody's got different lines.
With the fist to the eye. Like, you got to do the emoji with the fist to the eye.
I wish a motherfucker would open my door.
I wish a nigga would.
I wish a motherfucker would borrow my stuff.
I wish a nigga would open my mail.
Like, I wish a motherfucker would walk around in my shirt and smell like my cologne.
Oh, boy, I wish a nigga would.
I wish a motherfucker would call me and read me some letters.
Oops.
Did they know they ain't the motherfucking supposed to be reading?
Man, come on. I wish a nigga would just go do my shit.
But that's never gonna happen.
Never, bro.
Because people are too loyal.
Man, that's nobody, what I'm talking
nobody's
about.
Nobody's that disrespectful, except Trump.
Hey, fuck that motherfucker. He's white. Yeah, he the devil.
I'm a Paris Accord on my own. Okay, I'm just agree to some recycling shit and do the best I can. I don't need him to co-sign it. I'm gonna do it for my kids.
Man, do it. Got one coming, baby. I'm gonna do it for my kids. I'm fucking anybody up, man. I love them.
Email.podbean.com.
Man, Leroy Hits, man. Check me out on Snapchat everywhere, man. Blowing big. YSF.
Eskimo Brothers.
Blugger. Holla.